FBI reopens probe into cocaine found in Biden White House. By Paul Bois on May 27, 2025. The FBI has reopened the probe into the bag of cocaine discovered by Secret Service agents in the White House under President Joe Biden in 2023. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino confirmed that the probe had been reopened in the interest of exposing public corruption. Shortly after swearing in, the director and I evaluated a number of cases of potential public corruption that, understandably, have garnered public interest. We made the decision to either reopen or push additional resources and investigative attention to these cases, Bongino said on X. Bongino said that the cocaine case would be reopened along with the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs decision prior to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. These cases are the D.C. pipe bombing investigation, the cocaine discovery at the prior administration's White House, and the leak of the Supreme Court Dobbs case, he added. I receive requested briefings on these cases weekly and we are making progress. If you have any investigative tips on these matters that may assist us, then please contact the FBI. The Secret Service announced in July 2023 that agents discovered the cocaine near the entrance to the White House's West Wing. They were unable to determine the owner's identity. On July 12, the Secret Service received the FBI's laboratory results, which did not develop latent fingerprints and insufficient DNA was present for investigative comparisons, it said in 2023. Therefore, the Secret Service is not able to compare evidence against the known pool of individuals. The FBI's evaluation of the substance also confirmed that it was cocaine. President Trump, as well as several conservative influencers, have speculated the cocaine could have belonged to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, due to his known history of drug addiction. That was such a terrible thing because, you know, those bins are very loaded up with, they're not clean, and they have hundreds and even thousands of fingerprints, Trump told Ben Domenech of The Spectator. And when they went to look at it, it was absolutely stone cold, wiped dry. You know that, right? As noted by Fox News, neither President Joe Biden nor his son Hunter were staying at the White House when the cocaine was discovered, with the whole the family residing at Presidential Retreat Camp David in Maryland. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.